Black Friday, no doubt some of you are out shopping, enjoying the deals, hopefully enjoying the crowds too. I know it can be pretty crowded out there. Don't forget Cyber Monday's coming up, so you can still get deals on Monday. But you know what? You also don't have to spend any money this holiday season. In fact, a lot of us are feeling stressed to spend more this year than years past. So we brought in data analyst Adrian Garcia with Bankrate.com to weigh in on this. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning.
What do you know about holiday overspending? Is there a type of person more prone to doing that than others?
So basically, this time of year, we're all feeling the stress about reaching deeper into our wallets than we're comfortable with. As you, I think, mentioned, 45% of people responded to our survey saying they're feeling the pressure. But some groups are feeling it more. Parents feel the most pressure, with more than half of them, 54% to be exact, saying they feel uncomfortable with how much they're expected to spend. Women more than men, younger people more than baby boomers and silent generation.
I mean, I get the pressure. I'm a parent. But I also feel like this is a great time to teach your child restraint, teach your child respect for the things that they have. How are we missing this cue to not overspend and instead go, this is what moderation is, because the season, and I'm sounding very, very, you know, oh, this is what the season's all about, you know, be quiet, Colleen, we get it. But truly, I feel like it's a challenge to teach my daughter, okay, if you do get these things, we're going to pick toys you already have and donate them. It's a swap for her, because she needs to learn that she's not just given things over and over and over again.
Yeah, and I think that's what financial experts would recommend, is we do have those discussions with our children. I talked to some families that said they were going to get their child maybe one gift that they want and another gift that they need, and kind of gifts that fit categories like that. But if you turn on the TV right now, you'll see, you know, toys marketed to kids, gadgets, cell phones. There's a lot of advertising around the holidays marketed specifically towards children. And of course, parents want to give their children the best holiday experience possible. So that's where I think some of the pressure is coming from.
Yeah. Well, and see, that's the beauty of subscribing to things instead of having cable TV. No commercials. My daughter isn't exposed to any of the commercials that are the want, get, gimme, gimmies, right? And I think that that's sort of a blessing, is when you can subscribe to Netflix or a Hulu and you don't have to be exposed to that consumerism.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I think some of that, though, is if they're going to school at this age, or they have friends they're doing activities with, you see what they have. And you see that from the middle income earners. Maybe some of that pressure comes from trying to keep up with the Joneses this time of the year.
You're right. My daughter did just enter kindergarten. So maybe it's on the horizon and I'm going to put my foot in my mouth here. Who knows? I'm still surprised to learn that millennials feel more pressure to spend the money than baby boomers, only because the millennials, and to a certain extent, the Gen Xers, are the ones that came of age during the recession. We saw it affect our parents. It affected how we were moving through life, finding our first jobs. I'll never forget when a layoff hit my family during the recession. We just decided, okay, we used to have great Christmases. We'd all get laptops. You know, bless my parents for providing for me. But after the recession, it was like, let's cool off. Let's do Secret Santa, $20 maximum on the gift. And we really pared it back. So I'm surprised to hear that millennials haven't taken those lessons of the recession into the next decade.
The interesting thing is the millennials are putting their own unique spin on how to deal with stress. They are going to thrift stores more than other generations. On average, only 16% of people said they would buy used or secondhand in order to save money. Whereas we know millennials have a trend of going to curated thrift stores. They've really helped to revitalize that industry. That's something they're willing to do. Another thing that millennials more likely are going to do is make homemade gifts, whether that's baking cookies or putting together a card or just whatever their skills are. That's a way millennials are bringing their unique spin on saving money during the holidays.
Very interesting. How much on average are Americans expected to spend this holiday season?
So it's supposed to be a record year for spending based on other indicators out there. eMarketer is expecting overall $1 trillion. National Retail Federation said on average each person is expected to go over $1,000 this year, and $640 roughly is going towards gifts. So it's a big chunk of change.
That is a huge chunk of change. Data analyst Adrian Garcia with Bankrate.com. Appreciate your time, Adrian.
Thank you.